AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden marks a centennial of a race-based massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
This was not a riot. This was a massacre.
100 years later, an American president finally spoke to the horror of the Tulsa massacre that saw the thriving Greenwood District, also known as the Black Wall Street, destroyed.
The mob terrorized Greenwood, torches and guns, shooting at will.
On May 31st and June 1st, 1921, a white mob swarmed, looted, and burned Tulsa's Greenwood District. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed. Afterwards, thousands of survivors were for a time forced into internment camps. In his remarks, Biden said the nation must come to grips with the following sin of denial.
For a long time, schools in Tulsa didn't even teach it, let alone schools elsewhere.
I'm Mike Gracia.
An off-duty Los Angeles County firefighter shot and killed one fellow firefighter, critically wounded another at a fire station in a rural area some 45 miles from downtown Los Angeles. County Fire Chief Darrell Osby says a shooting suspect then fled the station.
Following the shooting, we learned that the firefighter returned to his house. He barricaded himself. The home was set on fire, and he was also found deceased.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's investigators say the gunman appeared to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. A federal judge has put an early end to the two-year period of supervised release of former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich, whose 14-year prison sentence for corruption was commuted by then-President Donald Trump. This is AP News. Capitol Hill Democrats are reviewing their options after Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan commission.
Now that Senate Republicans blocked legislation for a bipartisan commission to study the Capitol insurrection, an insider tells the Associated Press how Speaker Nancy Pelosi laid out four possible options for going forward. What's come off the table is having President Biden appoint a presidential commission, describing that, in her words, as unworkable, without giving details. Other options, giving the Senate another chance at a vote with hopes of swaying a few more Republicans, or her creating a new select committee, or using a standing committee to take a deep dive into what happened that day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mike Marshall, the first relief pitcher to win the Cy Young Award, is dead at 78. He won the Cy Young after appearing in 106 games for the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1974. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.